me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
And let's go back to a period in Manitoba history into the 1880s with Gordon Goldsboro on Abandoned Manitoba. Gordon, of course, is with the Manitoba Historical Society. Now, last week you hinted at a steamboat in a provincial park.
That's right. I was alluding to the wreck of the SS Alpha.
Which is where?
Well, it's in the Assiniboine River. And it sank in 1885 at a site that is now winding its way through the Spruce Woods Provincial Park.
Oh, I've been to Spruce Woods a lot. Love it there.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about the Alpha and how it came to sink.
Okay. Well, people, of course, have romantic notions about the steamboat era. And a lot of that, of course, is founded on the experiences in the United States, where it was a very major way for people to move gear around. Of course, they had large rivers like the Missouri and the Mississippi, where it was large and deep, and therefore it was a useful way to carry gear around. The steamboat era in Manitoba was considerably shorter, largely because, our area of the continent was settled a little more recently, but also because the rivers were not as amenable to steamboats. In order to run a steamboat, you, of course, have a little bit of water. And the Red River, well, it's a fairly deep river, but the Assiniboine especially can be very, very shallow. And it doesn't, therefore, lend itself especially well to any shipping. The era for steamboats began in 1859 with the boat called the Ensign Northup. And it won a prize, in fact, for the first steamboat to operate on the Red, because the thinking was that it would be a means of carrying goods around more efficiently than using things like Red River carts. And so for a period of relatively only a couple of decades, we had the steamboat era, which was sort of the 1860s. The golden age of steamboats for Manitoba was the 1870s, and there was about a dozen steamboats that would have operated on the Red and the Assiniboine Rivers. But they were usually a very shallow draft, meaning they didn't they could float in fairly shallow water, but they were still subject to beaching. They would run aground quite frequently. Well, in fact, I did a calculation. The average lifespan for a steamboat on the Red and Assiniboine Rivers was only 12 years, and some were as short as 2 years. They would last only 2 years before they would wreck, before they'd run aground, before they'd burn. You know, there's various things that befell the steamboat. So unfortunately, this was a very short period of Manitoba's history.
So what befell the Alpha?
Well, the Alpha started its life in 1873. It was constructed in Breckenridge, Minnesota. It was designed for a company here in Winnipeg called the Red River Transportation Company. And the idea was that it was going to ferry goods up and down the Red River, and then when possible, up the Assiniboine River. Well, a few weeks back, the listeners will recall we talked about Fort Ellis out in western Manitoba,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Near St. Lazare. Well, that was the destination as well. They could carry goods up the Assiniboine as far as Fort Ellis. And so it began work, and it worked for a few years anyway. I say 1873 was when it launched. And unfortunately, in the early spring of 1885, so in other words, 12 years later, it ran aground on the Assiniboine in a shallow area, say out near now the Spruce Woods Provincial Park is located.
They couldn't refloat it?
Well, they had hoped to. I think what had happened was that in the spring, they were going upriver. They apparently had a cargo of bags of oats. They had some window frames, and they had some lumber and hardware. I guess they were intending to use it for construction of buildings. They were actually headed to Brandon. Of course, in 1885, Brandon was just a new city, so they're probably heading to Brandon to deliver cargo. And unfortunately, they ran aground into a shallow area, probably on the edges of the river. Even today, of course, the Assiniboine has many areas that are very, very shallow. They thought, well, we'll just go back and find some help and drag it off. So the crew left the ship on this sandbar and went back, I guess, looking for help. And when they came back a week or two later, they found that that someone had stripped it bare, literally had taken every last thing they could. And so, of course, there was nothing to salvage, and they just left it where it lay.
Wow. And the owners gave up on it?
They did. There is no evidence that any effort was made to salvage it, I guess because there was just nothing left to salvage. And so the hull basically sat there ever since. It was there, I'm told, until at least 2003. So in other words, it was there for at least 126 years. But we don't know for sure if it's still there today. The times when it has been seen are when the water of the Assiniboine is shallow.
Very shallow.
Yeah. Now, and people may remember that in 2003, that was a drought year. And so the river itself was unusually shallow. It was a good year, therefore, to see if it was still there.
We've had a lot of high water years since then,
indeed,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 2011, for example, was a very large flood. And so the thinking is that it may, in fact, have picked up the remains of this ship and washed it away. So we're actually kind of keen. In fact, there's right now thoughts that it might be a dry year again this year. So I'm kind of hoping that if that proves to be the case, we can go and see if the Alpha hull is still there.
And this is spelled A-L-P-H-A, not Alpha, like as in Ismaila Alpha.
No, that's right, as in the letter of the Greek alphabet.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But there are remnants of it, even though we aren't sure if the hull itself survives, because there was an effort made in the 1960s when it was revealed back then to salvage some parts of it. So pieces of the hull were salvaged back then,
yeah.
And the rudder of the Alpha was initially displayed at a museum in Cypress River, Manitoba. When it closed, they then moved to the Marine Museum. In Selkirk. So if you want to see a piece of one of the early steamboats in Manitoba, go to the Marine Museum. But then a piece of the ship was presented to the Breckenridge Chamber of Commerce, because, of course, that's where the ship had come from. And there's also a model of the ship made from the timber of it, from the salvaged timber, that is displayed at the Agricultural Museum at Austin. So there are little vestiges of the old Alpha various places around Manitoba.
Great story. What do you have for us next week?
Well, I struggled coming up with a hint about next week, so I've come up with a mashup. That the site we're going to next week is a mashup of the word for a wild drinking spree combined with the name of a Shakespearean play.
Okay, you're going to have to give me a week to work on this.
Okay.
Gordon, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Terry.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.